had the tongue, it had to be two, because you had to hook two mules. And then you hauled all your wood and everything, get up all your hay, fodder, go to town, get your fertilizer, you know, a two-horse wagon, that's what you call a two-horse wagon when you had two hits to it. Haul that back to your farm, and you had to, when you was out planting, you had to distribute that fertilizer down through your fields, put a sack here and a sack yonder. Then us children, we told it to fellas run the distributor. When he give out, well, he wouldn't have to, see, he couldn't come back and get a sack and run back. We had a bucket, we told it to him, kept it full.
Is it running a stripper?
Distributor.
Oh, okay.
That puts out your fertilizer.
Oh, okay, yeah. You were telling me about that. That was real interesting.
Yeah, it was a distributor, which had a little square box on it. And it's made in a, come down in a valley light.
Mm-hmm.
Then see that sides here, then the sides here. And then you filled it up. And that was sitting right up on top of your fly stock. That's what you call a Janus distributor. Gianna distributor.
Okay, yeah.
That's what it was named. Then you see back behind it when you was planting, you had a what you call a cotton plant. It was made on the same order, except you put seed in there. Like if you was going to plant cotton, you put cotton seed in there. And see, you used a mule thing called your cotton to the gin and have a gin bring cotton and seed back. So you had to have your wagon and things like that. As long as transportation, you had to haul. Back then, there wasn't no trucks.
Could you use the distributor for planting other things like corn?
Oh yeah, if you were in there, use a distributor. But now, when you planted corn, we had a what you call a little two-prong cover. That was corn cover, is what the name of it was. Well, now you had a man go between the distributor and your cover. He dropped your corn by hand. Not back then. You dropped that corn every other step. Like you walk behind that distributor and with a sack tied on you and it full of corn. Then you drop one to two seed and every other step. Just say you start out your right foot, you keep it in front of your right foot every time. Never drop it in front of your left foot. And see, I'd put it about 4 foot apart. And now they throw it all together. They don't with the tractors and planters. They have all the machinery to do that now, where back then we had to do it the hard way.
Oh, okay. What did you call, if you were planting corn, the name of the piece of ground that you planted was called?
Well, you had a cotton field, corn field, or?
Did you call it the same thing if you have a vegetable garden?
Well, you called that just a garden. You had a garden, and back then you had to fence your garden in because you had chickens and things running out, and if you didn't, rather than to fence the chickens in, you fenced your garden in. And you just had a how much ever you wanted in the garden, and you planted everything in the garden you wanted in there. Then you had a fence around in, the chickens couldn't get in it because the chicken was running all out everywhere.
And you just let them run?
Yeah, right.
Scratch up when they could scratch out?
Yeah, we fed them. We'd feed them wheat, corn, all such as that. And the small chickens, you'd take this meal and mix water and make a dough and give it to your small chickens. And then while it's real small, you put the old hen in a coop, what's called a chicken coop. Well, she wouldn't be running off leaving chickens all the time until they got big enough to follow around.
I see. Did you ever, with your chickens, did they just lay wherever they wanted to lay?
Oh, yeah, they'd lay in what you call a